Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only...
You ready?
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train. Night Train. Night Train.
When I was a boy, I thought a thousand times I'd be a man. I'd sit inside a bottle and pretend that I was in a can. In my own room, I set my mind in an ice cream cone. You can throw me if you wanna, cause I'm a bone and I go boop, bim, bim, boop, bim, bim, yeah. If I don't start crying, it's because that I have got no eyes. My father's in the fireplace and my dog lies hypnotized. Through a crack of light, I wasn't able to find my way. Trapped inside a night, but I'm a day and I go boop, bim, bim, boop, bim, bim, yeah.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's just gone 9 o'clock. That means it's time for the two of us to work our radio magic once more on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The Night Train.
It's showbiz time.
Yes. in the studio, we've got Buster playing the, what year is this? 1988 romance comedy Phil Collins vehicle.
With Julie Wallace as well.
Yeah, so that should keep us entertained. And we'll be here entertaining you till 11 o'clock with selections old, mainly old. I think there's one, no, there's one new song. It's been an old music kind of week. Yes, so kicked off with Love. 7 and 7 is from the Capo album. If you want to hear songs like that, I'm going to be playing some of them down at Heist on Friday.
Yee.
Down there at 8 o'clock. Come down, say hello, keep me company. You're not going to be there, so... It's left to my own devices, could get into trouble. He jokingly said, as it's Good Friday, you could do a gospel special.
Yeah, I think that's what the fans are calling for.
Yeah, people down there having their...
Need the sermon. Delivering.
Yeah, fire and brimstone. Scratchy recordings of fire and brimstone.
11 p.m. Friday night.
Yeah,
Good Friday.
Yeah, just the people like kicking out from Groove Armada, coming in to get the last drink.
Perfect.
Just hear me. Yeah, so... Anyway, so just a normal show tonight. No guest mix, no theme.
It's just us, our nonsense, our old picks.
Yeah, usually you come through with a new one.
Yeah, it's not.
Has that not happened this week?
I don't think so.
Here we go, man checks notes on air. It's all right. That's my fault.
There might be some new ones. I can't actually remember.
So if that sounds good, stick around. If you can, get in touch at thenighttrain.co.uk on Blue Sky. Or send us a message if you're lucky enough to have our number. Yeah, you can give a shout out or dedication to a loved one or someone you don't like. If it's a song you didn't like, so yeah.
You can do that too, yeah. And we'll also regale with tales from the weekend and stories about why we are struggling tonight.
Yes, but for now, just enjoy the music.
Company would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. They would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break the china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. Chicken they would eat and just leave me the bun. The feet and neck were all that's left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tater and wait. Well, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and
believe in things you say. Don't. 3, 1, 2, 3, ich mache eine Prüfung hier. Naja, alles klar, geht los. Du hörst Nachtzug auf Sheffield Live.
I got plans to ditch myself and get outside. Dancing women throwing plates, decapitating their laughing gates. Swirling chickens caught in flight, out of focus, much too bright. Coming down, shining teeth, game show suckers trying to breathe. But I got a drug and I got the bug, and I got something better than love. How you like me now?
Pretty good.
Going on, feeling strong. I quit my job blowing leaves, telephone bills up my sleeves, choking like a one-man dust bowl, freedom rock slime ball, talking in code. We went down, lit up the shack, grabbed me a beer out of the sack. Everybody been over twice, painting the walls, throwing some dice, leaping up into the air, getting juiced up beyond belief. And they were singing like this. Why don't throw in frisbees at the sun? Put my soul between the bone. Now I'm running, now I'm drunk. Now I'm running like a flaming pig.
Oh yeah.
Scraping off the attitude. Old man eating all my food. Don't be kind, don't be rude. Just shake your boots and let it all get loose.
Listeners, we are back.
We are.
I was slightly concerned we might fall asleep in that first set, so I did try and make it a bit raucous to try and keep us awake.
Yeah, it worked. I think we're in the room.
Yes, we are here. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing whatever we want for 2 hours. Right, so lots of guitars on that one. I seem to fall into the trap recently of just like making the first set guitars.
That's fine.
Is that
no okay? One's complaining.
No, yeah.
I mean, they might be, just not telling us.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, we started off with from 1949 on Columbia. Little Dickens, Take the Cold Tater and Wait. Checking out his Wikipedia. He's famous for his humorous novelty songs, his small size, 4'10". I mean, like, that is little, 150 centimetres, and his rhinestone studded outfits, which he's given credit for introducing into live country music performances.
Oh,
so
right.
There's a go. That's
the original rhinestone cowboy.
Exactly. Yeah, that one heard on Northern Exposure, the kind of comedy drama.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On late night TV.
Late 90s, early 2000s?
Yes, it's got really, really good soundtrack. I think for the reissues though on the DVDs, they didn't get the licensing for a lot of the music, so it's just library music, which is really, it just doesn't really work because some of the kind of songs are quite kind of not integral to the plot, but kind of a link to the plot.
Yeah.
So
like on Holmes Under the Hammer.
Yes. Exactly. It's much loved 90s sitcom, and it's not a sitcom, drama, and Holmes Under the Hammer. Was it Harry Hill TV burp when they first noticed it?
And yeah.
It was so funny. Oh, I missed that show. I wonder if there's many on YouTube. I'd like to check it out. From there, we went, came over to England with The Creation, Making Time. Debut single released June 1966. And if you like that, next week you're in for a treat, as we've got a guest mix by Freak Beat Broner doing the 30-minute guest mix of Freak Beat Psychedelic.
Oh, awesome.
3.5 minute, yeah, like amazing.
60s rippers.
Yeah, 60s rippers. That's the way to describe that. Tune in for that next week.
Yeah, that one really reminded me. I said this off air. That sounded a lot like The Who to me. But, you know, slightly more psychedelic. But
yes.
Definitely like the sound of the vocal, the arrangement.
Yeah, and it's got that sort of mad guitar sound, which I think is guitar played with a violin bow or some sort of bow. So that's kind of what that sounded like. From there, we then went to the Democratic Republic of Congo, to Kinshasa, with Verkis et l'Orchestre Veve, with Yanini, from the 2014 compilation on Analog Africa. One that will be on the record box this Friday. Yes, I'm going to try and mention it every link. Shoehorn me DJing down at Heist. Come on down. If you like the sound of that, probably. I say it's in the record, but I've not unpacked the record box from last time we did it. It's a couple of weeks ago now.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's
basically, you always take too many records anyway.
That's a very good point.
So I remember one of the ones I did recently. Maybe it was the one we did together. Anyway, I had all the records, and then I just took out the ones that I played the week before, and then just took the same back, so I had even less.
That's good thinking then.
So it's forced me to play the other stuff that I didn't play the week before.
When you played them, just put them at the back of the box?
Yeah, I normally put them at the front, actually.
Okay.
I think we're getting into the weeds here.
No, that's fine. This is good stuff. I need to know
that's
these things.
That's my technique.
Yeah, no, intro. What's your technique if you're DJing out? Let us know at thenighttrain.co.uk. That's what real presenters do, don't they? They talk about their life and then bring it back to the listeners.
Yeah, throw it to the listeners.
Yeah.
Input.
Yeah, and we're just like, hello, anyone? Anyone? Anyone out there? No, there isn't. There might be. Yes, then after that, one of your picks.
Yes, a classic Beck cut from Mellow Gold. Just threw that one in because I bought that album fairly recently and then keep forgetting that I bought it.
Yeah, it's really annoying. You got the reasonably priced reissue, didn't you?
I did get a reasonably priced. Yeah, it got reissued.
My copy was not reasonably priced. let's put it that way.
Yeah, but yours is... You got the retirement wax. Mine is...
say that.
Landfill.
Yeah, what worked out is what I'm going to do when my time comes. I think we saw a post on that somewhere. It's just have a giant jumble sale with all my stuff, and there'll be like baked potatoes with a choice of fillings, and then people can just come along and like pick stuff that they want.
Yes.
Because nobody wants
to. I'll be first in the queue for Odeon and Mellow Gold. Picking up them back ones.
What was weird I said to you is I never noticed on the intro that it's got like the weird kind of vocal hidden in the, not even hidden, it's kind of quiet, which is weird because I've listened to that song a lot.
Yeah.
And I just never really noticed it.
Yeah, I've just been trolling Whiskey Clone, the Beck mega site.
Oh, if you're a fan of Beck, Whiskey Clone is the place for you.
So apparently this was the third single from Mellow Gold. I don't think it charted in the UK. Didn't capitalise on the success of Loser. But on the single has some great B-sides called Got No Mind. I wonder if that's a spin-off of Pay No Mind, but that was the second single.
Yes.
Maybe that's some sort of remix. Then there's Ask His Power Grudge, Payback 94, Totally Confused, and Spanking Room.
all of which I've never heard, so no. You need to hunt those down.
And then the dude then goes into great detail about all the different live versions.
Of course he does.
Including one where he, I think it's this on the Midnight Vultures era when it gets jammed into Wump, There It Is.
Did he say that exists as a bootleg as well?
No, he hasn't posted the video to it, just talks about it.
Oh, right.
Fortunately, there's no, but there is a lot of links to live versions. Also says that he talks about in an interview saying that in the song he mentions working as a leaf blower, and he said that was one of his favourite jobs. One of the only jobs he actually liked.
Incredible. Being a leaf blower. It takes me back to the pandemic when we did the Beck album challenge, listening to all of them in order and then writing pretentious reviews about them. Good times. Simpler times. Right, this next one comes from saw it online. We both saw it online, so we thought, yeah, we should add it to this show. It is FBD Project The Core.
Yeah.
Keep it locked.
Help! Oh,
right, folks, we are back.
Yes, still going strong. First hour nearly done with.
Yeah, I think we're picking up steam, if anything.
Yes.
Although I did just do a massive yawn for this link, so I don't know.
Stay tuned to see if, the two presenters make it to the end of the show. All bets are off as if that can happen or not. Right, so we talk about what we just heard, as is the way. Start off with FBD Project with The Core. What year is that? Was it 93?
93.
So earlier than the golden year that I like to talk about. Yeah, that's popped up on DJ Zinc's Instagram page. If you're that way inclined, it's worth a follow. It's the most wholesome jungle videos on the internet. It's just him in the studio with the biggest grin on his face.
It's a very happy man, isn't he?
Yeah, talking about kind of getting into the details of classic jungle and drum and bass tunes and all his other ones and stuff like.
Yeah, and what they were made on, who made them.
I love the bit when he really talks about the equipment. I think, are we in the weeds? And this guy's talking about compressors. What was the one the other day was saying about a lot of anniversaries around this time, but it's January because like all the tunes used to drop in January because we wouldn't release anything due to Christmas. And I was like, oh, that's weird. this is good knowledge, Zinc. So yeah, give him a follow if you're into nerdy music posts. After that, we had the new one
for
tonight's show, Paperclip Minimizer with 2A3. He's out of Manchester. That album has just come out on Peak Oil, I think it's called. I think the album's called Paperclip Minimizer. It's really tricky. All of his albums have got strange names, like two, and the tracks are like A. On this, it's called A1 to 4 and then B1 to B4, I think. So it's, you know, it's not catchily named.
No.
But it's a very good listen. It's kind of, yeah, I think it's a collection of songs from 2016 to now. Yes. And then after that, oh, these are all my picks, aren't they?
Sorry.
It's all right.
You get me back next.
Well, yes, sort of. That's a good point. After that, we went back to the West Coast for the West Coast Pop Experimental Band and the track I Won't Hurt You. Covered by lots of people, including Neo Maya, which is the version we've played before.
I was wondering why I've heard that song before.
That's also on Wes Anderson used it on one of his films.
Right, then maybe that's what
either
I know
that
from.
Version or the other one. I was looking at the album that it's come from, which is called Volume 1. It's got loads of covers, so including Work Song, Louie Louie, You Really Got Me by The Kinks, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, and She Belongs to Me. So I need to check that out, because it'd be quite interesting to see how that goes. We do like a cover here on this show. If you've got a favourite cover you want us to play, get in touch.
Oh, yes.
We're always keen to hear them, especially if it's one we've not come across before. We do spend an inordinate amount of time on secondhand songs.
It's true.
Speaking of which, International Louie Louie Day coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, if you've got your Louie Louie request.
Yeah, that's September.
What's your favourite version?
Yeah, that's April the 11th. It's literally, it's on my Google calendar. It's a yearly thing. Because we're going around to some friends' house. I was like, I'm going to listen to Louie Louie all night. And they're like, why? I told them. I said, how do you know that? It's in my calendar. Like, of course it is.
Essential knowledge.
Yeah, I thought so. Then we finished up the set with a short one, The Goodies, Sophisticated Boom Boom. Send that one out to the long-suffering Elmer, who's had to put up with me all day. Okay, what have we got next?
We're doing like a, do you want to say a mini mix?
Sort of isn't, because it's one track.
But it's one track, one side of a 12-inch. Originally from 93, I think. It's Studio Shadow, and it was on the B-side to Asia Born, as it was then known, now known as
Lyrics Born.
Yes, Lyrics Born. And the track is called Entropy, which we got on the Soulside's Greatest Bumps compilation.
Hmm.
You kindly picked me up a new ish copy,
yeah,
so from a record fair in Sheffield, and I said, pick me that up because mine's a bit tatty.
So I'm now
the
owner of a tatty box set.
Hey, but I did give you the nicer box.
Oh, did you?
You've got the box. Oh, mine's in a very tatty gatefold.
Oh.
Anyway.
Right, here we go.
Presenting to you the Bay Area's very own, the dynamic, the soulful
DJ Shadow
and the Groove
Rockers.
Are you ready for the...
Aggressive assassination, guns, drugs, violence, sex,
that all rap is about? Is about?
The moon rises on Funky City. Wait a minute, out of the darkness, a tall figure appears. Who is he?
Tell him who the fuck I am.
The one, the only.
DJ Shadow. Tell him who the fuck I am.
I want you to meet the baddest motherfucker in town.
Tell him who the fuck I am.
The producing genius of
DJ Shadow. Tell him who the fuck.
They've made such insignificant changes to the sound recording that it is still infringement as far as we're concerned, and they have violated our exclusive rights in sound recording.
They did what the kids call sampling, 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 sampling.
In the middle of the stable when he
other rappers burning well, burning hell if I drew results, syllables, cherries, was fine.
charging me guilty of killing MCs. So after I enter ya, know I'm a injure ya, rolling like a massive villain. G-I-F-T-C-I lefty. Suckers in confusion cause I'm strong like hefty. Bags all the bags and the hags, I'm a drag to the pit. Get to whip until you wave the white flag. Dag nabbit, who framed Roger? And sample more bounce till it's played like a Dodgers home game. From here to Rome, same old thing. I'll be hearing on the vinyl and it makes me moan, dang. Come get a slice of this Serazima type shit. Might get sick with words when I get my pipe lit. I pick up the bass like litter on my lawn. Your girl plays a hooker role, hit it and I'm gone. In a hurry, hurry. Any thought you ever had a spleen to get the cab? I'll be making them jump like the Mac Dad. So calculate the sum, I'll add it up in your head. But
estimate about 1,000 dead.
Yeah.
Being buried in